good morning, everyone. I am doing great, and it's lovely to hear you back on the radio, and I hope you're doing well.
Thank you. That means a lot to me. I appreciate that big time. You know, we've got, it's crazy how fast time flies. It felt like just yesterday that we had you on, and I don't know if you remember, it was like a day or two after you had found out about, you know, you had become Miss Cayman Islands. You shared a great story on the radio with us, and I'll never forget this. This is about you on the radio saying you realize you're a queen. Here's a little clip real quick. This is you realizing that you were, you found out that next morning, kind of snapped to you a little bit here. This is Georgina Kerford.
Yeah, in the morning when I woke up, it was actually a funny story. I was sitting outside of my balcony, you know, in my robe, just trying to wake up.
This is at the Westin, probably,
yes,
right?
Yes. And I actually went to sleep at 4:30, but like I told you, I'm a morning person, so I was up at 6. And what? I was like, I got 2 hours of sleep and I'm up already. But I went to go sit on my balcony and just breathe, you know, take it all in and put my phone down for a little bit. And it was shocking because this family started to walk across and I was on like the second level and they were like, "Are you Miss Cayman?" And I sat there and I was like, "Yes, hi." And it was so shocking to see that they noticed me even though I wasn't dressed up or looked how I looked on Saturday night. They just recognized me, so that was a great feeling.
Georgina, how did Miss Cayman Islands, after that night, how did it change your life? I know that's kind of probably a loaded question, because it probably instantaneously, your world and your whole planet and your universe changed, right?
Yes, it did. Thank you for sharing that. It really brings back so many memories, but honestly, it has changed my life, you know, in so many different ways. The amount of stuff that I do, the way I look at life, the way I look at women, the way I look at men, everything has changed for a positive way. It has really opened my eyes to the beauty standards of the world and what's expected and what's not. So if for anyone listening out there, we do have the recruitment going on shortly. So please register, because it's a great experience, and I know that if I didn't win, I would definitely enter again, because just the growing, even as a contestant, was so much. So any girls between the ages of 18 to 27, you know, if you have any questions, please reach out to me. I am honestly willing to answer them, meet with you, talk to you. You know, Mariah did that for me. We met at a coffee shop, and I'm willing to do that for anyone who is interested for this 2022 Miss Cayman.
Awesome. Yeah, they are accepting applications for this. And now I remember, and you brought up something, a very solid point just now. I remember, so when they first announced the candidates, I don't know if you remember, you came in and you did a radio tour and you came to the radio stations. You were part of a group of, I don't know, 8, 9, 10 girls. I can't remember how many exactly.
9 girls, yeah.
9 girls that came in studio. I remember, and the majority of which, and I'm not knocking at all, but didn't have that confidence yet, didn't have that. It's almost like, you know, a young foal, racehorse or whatever, that's just getting its footing a little bit. And you kind of had a little nervousness to you. You have evolved, I mean, like into a this awesome public speaker, this great Cayman Islands ambassador and everything in such a short amount of time. I mean, would you agree?
Thank you so much. I really do appreciate that. And I am a very outgoing person, but you can definitely, I can agree, when we all started, it was a little nerve-wracking because you're in the public eye more than with schools or with the government. It's very, you know, you're in public eye for the way you talk, the way you dress, the way you walk. So I was a little nervous, I can admit that, and sometimes I still am. But yes, I feel that I have grown and I can do public speaking a lot better now.
In about 30 seconds or less, tell us about your experience in Israel in the Miss Universe pageant, and not only getting a chance to be on a world stage like that and deal with the media, but also meet all these girls from all over the planet. Tell us a little bit about that.
Israel was absolutely beautiful. It was different. It was a very culture shocking for me, coming from a Caribbean country, going over there. But it was amazing to see how the girls grew up and the genuine people over there and the religion over there, everything. It's amazing to have been, you know, where Jesus was crucified and resurrected, to go to those places and to be on a national stage. It was, you know, it still shocks me that over millions of people have watched me on Miss Universe. But Israel was beautiful, and I would definitely recommend anyone to go there if they have the chance.
All right, so you've got the application process to start in the Miss Cayman Islands universe, and we're a big part of it here with Compass Media and promoting this and everything. What advice do you have? And there's a lot of people out on the roadways right now or listening right now at work or whatever, young ladies that are maybe on the fence thinking about signing up or putting in their application for Miss Cayman Islands universe but are a little nervous about it or maybe on the fence or a little shaky about the decision. What advice would you have for them?
I would tell them that if you're thinking of doing something more than three times, just sign up and do it. You never know what can happen. You honestly, if you're thinking about it so much, just do it. You never know what could happen. And someone told me that in their 50s, they wish they did this in their 20s, and just take a risk and go out there and try new things. So definitely, you know, it might push you out of your comfort zone, but that could be a really great thing. And you will meet so many amazing people along the way and make friendships and realize how strong you are mentally and physically going through this pageant. So, like I said, just take a risk, guys.
And I'm telling you now, you know, and Kenneth Bryant spoke on this a while back, too, at one of the press briefings about the changes now. Once you win Miss Cayman Islands, you know, that scholarship, which is so key and was probably number one for you. Is that right?
Yes, the scholarship really was the number one aim for me, as I've been trying to go away for school for about 3 years now. And I know for a lot of young females and males in Cayman, I think that's one of the biggest issues they have is the finances. And for any female out there, you know, if you want to go to school and finish your education, this is a great opportunity to get that. And it's also a kind of a relief knowing that I had the money and I can continue. It was like, I don't know if you saw the recording, but when I did win, Mariah and Kimberly both said to me, "You're going to university," in my ears. That just made me cry even more.
Wow. Hey, if you don't mind me asking, how much is a scholarship? If you don't mind me putting you on the spot. I'm just curious.
No, the scholarship is $70,000.
Woo! Mama!
So for someone who wants to get their bachelor's, associate's, you know, it's great for someone who wants to do that. And honestly, just knowing that I have that, I can complete my 4 years. That can help me even just, you know, it's amazing to know that I can actually go now.
Oh, man, that's big. 70K, I'm telling you, that'll get you a lot of education in the UK or the US or wherever you want to go for a university.
Definitely.
That is inspiration enough for people that are wanting to sign up there as well. So what's going to happen with you now? Obviously, you're going to be the one that's going to be on stage moving your crown onto the head of another young lady coming up this year. But after that, what's your game plan, Georgina?
Well, hopefully that I will be going to university in September, and hopefully I might be doing some more stuff overseas. I would love to still do Zoom stuff, getting involved here in Cayman. But, you know, I'm really wanting to focus on my education for the next couple of years.
What's your major going to be?
I'm thinking of doing education or marketing, media, and communication.
Love it. Love it.
Yes.
I love that. That's great. Exciting, by the way, the applications and all the information, by the way, we got up on our social media pages. Also, Miss Cayman Islands Universe does a great job with their social media. Talking about stepping the social media game, I think of all the queens in the history of the Cayman Islands, your social media game is on point. I'm telling you.
Even
my mom, who, by the way, is in California in the U.S., has said she's like a fan of yours and like, man, that Georgina is so beautiful. She's all over Facebook and Instagram. I said, yeah, she's a social media queen here as well. You're all over the place in social media. So I think you've really stepped that up, and that's a big part of becoming Miss Cayman Islands now is having that in your holster, right?
Yes, definitely. And just to put out there that for people who, you know, run social media, I know with yourself, that for people who don't do it as much, just remember what you're posting, you know, because having to post all the time and what I do in my life can get exhausting mentally.
Yeah.
So for people out there who are writing, you know, mean comments, just remember that, you know, that is a person behind the screen. So just be careful of what you write on social media.
Amen. By the way, best part of that interview is that 9 seconds that you said right there. Amen. I agree 100%. Georgina, much love to you. Thank you again for jumping on. We really appreciate it. From the word jump, from the very first day you were in here, all the way through to today, we're big fans of yours, and we're all about it. We'll be talking soon, I hope.